Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Answer. There is not a wrong answer to this. But it's a fun question. And I think as the week goes on and we get, you know, 24, then 48, 72 hours removed from the end of this season, there's a lot of real football stuff to kind of look ahead. We got to catch up with the Caps, who are on fire. Terps are playing well. George Mason tied for first place in the A-10. I don't think I forgot about that.
All right.
But I just – this year was so fun being a Washington fan. I think it's cool to just celebrate the fun parts. And I wanted to do just a simple question. What was your favorite moment from this season? And I'll start. I think, for me, the singular moment was Week 3, Monday Night Football, in Cincinnati, on the road. Commanders are big-time underdogs in that game. And, you know, I don't think many people really thought they would win. And they got out to a big lead. And then, you know, the Bengals kind of come roaring back. Washington was up 28-13. Then they were up 28-20. And it was 31-26. So not only a one-score game, but a touchdown gives Cincy the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 3rd and 7 from the Bengals 27. Heavy blitz comes right away. Terry McLaurin lined up, single coverage on the right, and Jaden just gives him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Gives his guy a chance. Terry brings it in. I remember where I was in the press box. It was a tough angle on the play. And then we see Terry pop up with the ball, and then we see the ref give the touchdown sign. That was the first real holy bleep moment of the year for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I really allowed myself to, like, trust my eyes on everything I had seen from Jaden that had impressed me throughout training camp. I mean, the practice he had in Miami when he just torched Miami, I was like, damn. And then the way the Dolphins players talked about him. And I thought the second half against the Giants is when he realized, okay, I can play on this level. I'm good. But that throw to me was the moment, because it's the moment when everything became real and the scope of what the future could be changed in that moment.
Yep. Well, football moments, I have too many of those. I had too many favorite moments to deal with that. But I'm going to say this. People say a lot of stuff, but when you begin to act upon things, you begin to show a change. And I would say all the road trips, like let's just say on the road, watching how the fans came out and represented,
mm-hmm.
it showed me at that point, you know what? Not we don't have to think, oh, are we coming back? I think I say this team's coming back. You showed it when all you had fans taking over places. All over the towns and things like that. And when you begin to spend your money, they say put your money where your mouth is. All we got a lot of people that call us on the phone, they post stuff. But when you saw the people that weren't coming now, it showed you that things have changed. So I like seeing that.
Let's phone lines are open here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think this is a new caller, so I'm kind of excited about it. Dump Truck Don. Hello, Dump Truck Don.
I've been calling before.
What was your favorite moment?
Dude, I'm not new to this, man. Come on. I think the most important and the best moment for me was the official end of the Ron Rivera project era. Like, years of drafting project players. Like, drafting a wide receiver and turning to a running back and wondering why he fumbles running through holes. Drafting tackles and making him guards, signing a man cover and making him play zone, then drafting a zone corner and making him play man, drafting an outside linebacker and making him play inside. So April 25th, when they decided to draft Jaden Daniels instead of the projected next Josh Allen and Drake May, that was it for me. That is my moment, man.
That's a good moment, man.
Right,
when they
brother.
Drafted Jaden is when it all changed.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate you, bud. Let's go to Ida in Rockville.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you
hey,
doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, B-Mitch.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I actually made a mistake because even though I love Jaden Daniels, I was really worried when he got hurt and they took him out of the Dallas game. But when Mariota threw that dime to Terry McLaurin to seal the deal, that was my moment. And I'm sorry because I love Jaden Daniels.
That's okay because that was, one, that was a low-key huge moment. Because remember, as things were unfolding there, it looked like Green Bay was about to win and then Washington would have had to play Philly in the first round.
Yeah.
So that touchdown kept them in the sixth seed. And to his credit, the most excitement Jaden Daniels has shown all year
was
when Mariota threw that touchdown. So it clearly meant a lot to that locker room. I think that's a great one. Thanks for the call.
Big, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. A lot of folks, understandably, are saying the Hail Mary, which is very fair. David, via Twitter, just said, when Luvu had the team doing the Samoan chants in the locker room, that was it. I was like, these dudes are a brotherhood. They mean business. On the field, the Hail Mary. I'll never forget
Why don't you
that,
do that
moment.
Do that chant for us.
Maybe 201. he said, on the field, the Hail Mary. I'll never forget that moment with my wife in our living room going nuts for as long as I live. The Hail Mary was special, man. Where were you? Were you down in the tunnel?
Yeah. I was in my spot right there, Jay. You know,
but it was on
there.
The far side, right?
Huh?
The Hail Mary catch was on the far side from where you guys stand. It was on the side of the tunnel. It was on the side of the end zone where.
I thought it was on the same side.
Uh-uh.
But I was in the tunnel, so I didn't see the action.
You probably heard the crowd.
I'm looking at the TV. I'm looking at the TV right there.
But you had to hear the crowd first.
Oh, they lost their mind.
It was nuts. That was just absolutely nuts. Let's go to Lawrence in D.C. Lawrence, what was your favorite moment, man?
What's happening, family? That moment. One game I did get a chance to go to, that Atlanta game when Mariota came out there, talked to JD. It's like, man, give your God-given abilities and go win this game. And then he just came right back out, threw that touchdown pass, and we clinched the playoffs, man. That was a moment right there, man.
Bro,
all right, bro.
That was a special, special moment, man.
Yeah.
And Daniels looked kind of gassed in that one, if you remember.
Yeah. I thought Mariota was coming to sub him out. And, he was telling him, like, come on, man. Let's win this game, man. Let's get this over with.
Yep.
Well, dude, Washington was down 10 at halftime. It was 17-7. Bijan was running all over him. They made the adjustments. It was 17-7. Then it was 17-14. Then it was 17-21. 24-17. Atlanta tied it up. And then Jaden scored in overtime.
The OT
connected with Zach Ertz. Yo, Zach Ertz made clear yesterday doesn't want to retire, wants to be back here. Zach Ertz made a lot of big plays for this team.
He did.
They got to bring him back. They got to respect alone. They got to bring him back, man.
Is football's a crazy business, dog. But you know what's funny, yeah. Lawrence, specifically, if you're saying that Atlanta game for you, I remember, you remember it was cold as hell that game? Like there was a weird cold front?
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to rain. That's when Amelia was talking about it was supposed to rain that night, and it was a clear night.
Yeah, I think it rained pregame. And then
Right.
Dude, I remember I'm walking out, and when you walk out, especially that was a night game, that was Sunday Night Football, so by the time I'm getting out of there, it's 2 in the morning. And
I didn't get out of that parking lot until like about 1 o'clock. But it was a party though.
DA was talking about earlier, like when you're coming out of the media, most of the stadium shut down. You got to find the right entrance and exit and all this stuff. And I walk out and I see somebody else out there and couldn't really see each other until we got under the, you know, the solar panels lots. And I noticed it was, for Luga. And I said to him, I was like, dude, this kid, and Barry just shook his head, and we both were like, this is something special here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every moment just built and built and built. Jeff, let's come to you for a moment. I see you doing phones.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to get your favorite moment. I want to make sure we all get a chance to weigh in because the phones are going to be packed.
Okay, I have to agree with the guy who said the Atlanta game, and it's really two moments. It was the Eagles. It was the Eagles game going into the Atlanta game that we fought back. We won that game. It gave me bragging rights to just talk the craziest amount of trash to my cousins that are Eagles fans that were once Washington fans, another story. But it has to be the Atlanta game. There were playoff implications on the line. We handled our business. The atmosphere was electric at the stadium. It was beautiful, man. It was for us clinching a playoff and not having to worry about the last week. It just solidified everything from the end of the season for me.
I like that. Let's go to my guy, Adam in Reston. Adam, what was your favorite moment, man?
Okay, so, you know, to me, there's one turning point, and actually, this was the game that I thought they were going to lose for sure. It has to be the Philly game at home. I know Jalen Hurts got hurt. I know they, you know, won against an undermanned Eagles team. But to turn the ball over 5 times, to be -3 in turnover margin, and for Jaden to throw the game-winning touchdown pass to Jamison Crowder under those circumstances, in that environment, against a team as good as the Eagles, who are now going to the Super Bowl, that was the turning point for me.
That was a great one, man.
All right.
It was a great one because, and I'll add, Adam, that they were in that game in Philly about a month earlier and then just really – kind of gave it away at the end in the last 10 minutes when Saquon was able to break 2. And they got down early in that one and then were able to claw their way back. Yeah, Hurts went out, and maybe we know more now than we did then. But it doesn't change what that moment was like.
No, I love it.
Great call.
It catapulted them to the playoff success they had.
That's right. Thanks, bud. Our guy Tailgate Ted is on the line. I don't know what.
What up, Ted?
Ted, what's your favorite moment?
It had to be being in Detroit, guys. The second that our fans started coming down to the lower sections after being all over that stadium and coming together on that lower sideline and just seeing the Lions fans be so respectful out of what I did not experience in Philly this past week and actually letting us take their seats because they wanted our fans to be closer to our team and experience that. That's a moment I'm never going to forget, man.
The Detroit game, I'm pulling it up now. It's a great call. Thank you, Ted. When it was one of the late touchdowns, when they went ahead, I'm pulling the box score up now. It was when McNichols busted in from 1 yard out, made it 45-28. That's when the Lions fans just went to the exits, dude. It was pretty wild to see.
We're not winning this.
It was 7.5 minutes left. It was 7:31 when they scored, and you just saw these Lions fans bounce. And then you could hear on the next possession, you could hear the defense chants from the burgundy and gold in that crowd. And the Lions only got a field goal the rest of the way. That was incredibly cool.
I loved it.
Dude, I mean, the whole Detroit game. To get up early and build a big lead.
Stay there.
I'm not pandering here. I will say that some of my favorite moments legit this season, and Jupe, I'm not seeing your name on here reminding me of it, but I loved what started happening on Mondays when Jupe would call in and we'd do the Ric Flair.
Yep.
Like those little things are such a part of this. Jupe, what up, man?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? For sure. We went on a streak this year, baby, because previously, we had too many of those. But my favorite moment was kind of same as the other guys, the Eagles game, but it was when Timothy Daniels was deep in the end zone and he went and tested big play save gangster down the field, docked to De'Ami Brown, and then went to the left side with Guantanamo Bay with that jail cell down the field, docked to Terry for the touchdown. That definitely was my favorite moment, man. So, and then also, too, when he be doing those little hop out of the when the defender's on his back and he's looking down the field and he just hops out without even looking. Those are my favorite moments. That's what I got for you, fellas.
Love it, bro. Hey, Jupe, give me a season-long what a year it's been, Ric Flair.
Oh, yes, sir. You got it.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
Appreciate you, bud. I think I caught him by surprise. That wasn't his best. I'm going to squeeze one in. Everybody on hold, you're going to get there. We're doing calls the whole last hour. Dylan is in Rockville. What up, D?
Yo, what's up? First time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man.
A little personal. I'm 26. I got season tickets for 4 years now. I sit front row on the away side right by the tunnel. So what you're saying, the Hail Mary was on the opposite end zone, so be made know. It was on the opposite end zone of the tunnels.
Yeah.
But my favorite game was the Falcons game, and I'll tell you why. I got to take my dad, who's 60 years old, to the game. The first time he's been since he had season tickets in 97. So that was such a special moment with the way that game ended. And I also took my cousin, who used to work for Dan Snyder in the media, in 99. So for them to get to live that and be the first time they got to go back to FedEx, we tailgated all day. For me to do that for my dad, that was special.
I love it, man. Football is family, dude. Never forget it.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.